We usually always give a Ukrainian sermon and an English sermon. And we begin with a little story by saying a young man went for a job because he had lost his previous one, and he brought his resume, his application, and the boss says, "I don't know if we can hire you. We need a responsible person here." And the guy says, "Well, you know what? The last job, every time something went wrong, they said I was responsible." You are responsible. In the Ukrainian sermon, I alluded to the fact that it's very easy for us to have our monsters. We like our enemies. We like a reason to feel bad and not to act and not to choose. We know that guilt is a good thing when you act on it. It becomes a pleasant comfort when we use it as an excuse to do absolutely nothing. Guilt is like pain. It tells you something is broken with your heart. Do something or be quiet. Make up your mind. Don't say the church teaches to me to feel guilty. No, no, no. The church teaches you that if you feel guilty, maybe something's wrong. Do something about it. Don't walk around for 5 months with a broken arm and say, "Geez, I feel pain. I wonder what's wrong." After 6 months, it turns blue. Go, "It must be solved. I don't feel anything at all now." Who's responsible for your life? Not your parents, not your friends, not the church, not PLOS. You are responsible for your life. No one makes you mad. You're not a puppet. "Oh, someone said a bad word to me. Someone looked at me crooked. They excluded me. They mocked me." So what? You're in charge. You create your life. No one has power over you. God gave you the strength to choose your life. Do you know the story about seatbelts? Someone who invented seatbelts said, "You know, when we have an accident, there are always two accidents. One accident is when the car hits something. The second accident is when the passengers hit the inside of the car. If we can prevent the second accident, we will help people survive the first one." As a comparison, in your life, every time someone does something wrong to you, hurts you, and you want to cry, that's the first accident. You can't control that. But the second accident, that sometimes we feel so bad, we call our friends, we repeat it 25 times, we cry a bunch of tears, and we do this for weeks sometimes without saying, "I am in charge. I can choose who I want to be. I can make a decision. Or I can repeat the same thing over and over again." When someone hurts you, you can't control that. But you can control what you do with the pain that is inevitable. And you can make it a healing place. And you can make a decision to say, "I choose my life the way I want to choose it." You are free. Choose well. We are free to choose everything. But not everything we choose makes us free. Do not repeat hateful stuff in your heart and your mind, but pray to God and say, "Lord, what opportunities and options are available to me today?" Because it is a lazy mind and heart that repeats the pain that makes them suffer 30 times every day when all they were is hit once. Do not repeat evil. But look for opportunities in your life, and then you'll get hired because you're responsible. Slava Isusu Christu.